that I, it never leaves us or forsakes us. It wells up within us as I, in the midst of you, am mighty. Mighty because I am the All Might, and there is no other. So it is not by power or struggle, but by resting in the I Am-ness of our own being, living out from the reality that we are. And I, that I am, that I am, gives unto me an eternal peace that this world can never know, a peace that passeth all understanding. That great peace of those who love thy law . That great peace of those who love thy principles, I give unto me that peace that comes from those who fulfill thy law of love, which recognizes nothing in all this world but love as a cement binding us all together as that one in a relationship of oneness, abiding in my I-ness, knowing that I am that divine consciousness expressed individually and eternally individually, and that that consciousness is infinite and unlimited, I go out into the world with courage and confidence and assurance, because that I, in the midst of me, is the only I will ever meet. And so I meet myself in everyone I see. If I see with clear vision, pure of concepts, I will see the eternal oneness that exists among us all. And I will see no enemy, no one to oppose, no one to obstruct, for there is only the love of that I flowing out, and the peace flowing out to the whole world, which is all embodied, that whole world, in my consciousness. And so to all the world, I say, peace, peace, be still and know that I am God. I, in the midst of you, am God. That I is not a human being. That I is pure spiritual consciousness. And that I, in the midst of every person, is the bread, the meat, the water. The life. Be still. Be still and know. I. Be still and know I. I in the midst of you. And I in the midst of every person am that unlimited, infinite, self-maintaining and self-sustaining consciousness. I live and move and have my being as that divine consciousness, and so it is.